I see I'm adding to a great collection of documents here. Members of the board, members of the faculty, parents, and friends. We send you greetings from the graduating class of 1962. One would be led to believe that the greatest underlying principle of life is the realization of oneself as one of many individualistic states of being, capable of tremendous potential and unimaginable development into the highest and widest spheres of concernment. And to fall short of the ideal would break this sacredest bond of responsibility, which is to oneself as well as to those persons concerned in one's welfare. We as seniors have just completed a year's experience of immeasurable wealth. That is, as far as what we're concerned with tonight, disregarding the social aspects, which have been, as you may see later, quite successful here. The tribute tonight is primarily that concerns our dear and faithful parents. So with that in mind, the other most important element attributing to the success of this year is mainly the faculty, the teaching agents. And could more tribute or praise be added to the already surmounting appreciatives and sincere gratefulnesses rendered previously to the teaching images of this institution? You see, each teacher, in his own outstanding yet simple way, has expressed his own philosophy of life and arrangement as he best knew it. Many of us well remember those quiet evening talks, entirely off the day's agenda, as expressment for the teacher's consecrated concern for our best being and further handling of the then conflicting factor. How quietly we would, heart to heart, talk over the plans for a better continuance of the remaining days of studies. Actually, though, those involved in their words of counsel little really know just how the encouragement and faith received still remain in our hearts this evening. Now, perhaps, you can picture together the coupling of varied thoughts and wishes received, and how we, as seniors entering, some to begin life work, others to a furtherance of the consecrated life principle, would take hold of these counseled words jealously and bind them into an outline for our best mutual benefit. Well, now, this has been, as you may have gathered, a good year. Yet, as one notable one has said, to remember that life must go on, and life being the constant learning process that it is, this means a series of goals, placed near and far apart alike, as momentary exhilarances of a review of one's work and the expressment of the guidance then received from those who have treaded the path so many times before. So, one must realize then that we, as the graduating class of 1962, are only a group of a great many who have previously walked through the same doors, engaged in the same experiences, and listened to the same basic words of counsel and teaching. The situation, however, only is of more import now because it is we, as individuals, who are spotlighted tonight. This means, then, that we must be primarily concerned with our own so-called forms of misgivings or opportunities in carrying forward our generation of beliefs, yet not departing from the motto basics which serve as ideal guides into similar goals in living out life in its greatest rendition. The path is there. It's been traveled many times before. It's now up to our class to focus our sights and prove ourselves that worthy to tread upon those smooth and jagged stones of toil, trust, and perseverance roll in front of us. But the principle has been stated, the challenge accepted, and the duties plainly seen and set anxiously as consecrated. The prospects then would seem unlimited. To take our place, however only on a larger scale, that they themselves set before them as next year's goal, remain the responsibility of the class of 1963. Fine and willing, helpful junior class of this year. To them, the door again is open. The picture of a path made plain, and a challenge with sincere wishes of highest favorable mention for perseverance, dedication, and faith from the graduating class of 1962. Thank you.
Members of the graduating class, members of the faculty, parents, students, and friends. It is indeed an honor tonight to stand before this graduating class of 1962 as a representative of the graduating class of 1963. It is our privilege now to continue in the path that has been laid before us by these graduates. We have witnessed in them a year of success in their efforts to attain their various goals. They have surely experienced a wealth of prosperity in achieving these objectives, spiritually, intellectually, as well as socially. They have set an example for future graduating classes in their leadership, in their untiring efforts to make this a school in which to obtain a better Christian education. And in this way, I am sure, they have made many long-lasting friendships. We, the graduating class of 1963, are experiencing and will experience much of the same feelings as have these graduates this previous year. The door is once again opened, and to us, the picture of a path is made clear. We, as a class, now accept this challenge, realizing that with the help and guidance of the Supreme Ruler, another successful year such as this one may be our experience.
Davis, please come forward. Mr. Davis, on behalf of the seniors of 1962 and and appreciation for all you have done for each member of our class, we would like to present you tonight with these two projectors to be used by the school and for the enjoyment of the student body. Again, we thank you.
Thank you, Janet.
Do you want me to open this? Later or now? Now. I was just thinking it'd be nice if I could see you. Thank you, Mr. Jacobs. I was just thinking, Janet, that the last three classes and their class gifts to the Academy have been most practical. 3 years ago, the class gave $100 worth of fine maps, which are on tripods and are being used quite frequently in our classes. Last year, the senior class gave a tape recorder, a Wollensack tape recorder, which has been used quite extensively this year in our music department and in our language laboratory. And now this year, we have this slide projector, and they have shown me already a picture of the film projector for use of films that will be coming. Undoubtedly, we will be well supplied with this type of visual aid for our educational program. And so, seniors of 1962, thank you very much on behalf of our board and faculty of South Lancaster Academy. Thank you.
Once again tonight, it is my privilege to be part of the presentation of the annual John Philip Sousa Band Award. This award is given nationally to the outstanding instrumentalist in high schools and even some colleges throughout the country. The award is given in this manner. The three students are nominated from the band by the band members themselves, and then the faculty has selected the final winner. Before we introduce our winner tonight, I'd like to tell you of what it means to receive this award. It means national recognition, and even in some cases, their picture published in the Instrumentalist magazine, which is a magazine concerning musicians who are interested in that kind of music. It means the awarding of a desk piece such as this, a certificate such as this, a lapel button, and a plaque that we have on our wall with 12 places in which their engraved name will appear along with others who have received the award previously and later on. Two have received it before tonight. The first award was given to Bradley Nelson and the second one to Gilbert Daniels. We're going to ask Mr. Davis to present the award, but before we do, I would like to read the citation that is on this certificate. In recognition for outstanding achievement and interest in instrumental music, for singular merit in loyalty and cooperation, and for displaying generally those high qualities of conduct which school instrumental music strives to impart, and by nomination of fellow band members and confirmation of band director and school officials, the John Philip Sousa Band Award is hereby presented to Eric Packett.
We would like to ask if to Mr. and Mrs. Herbert Dean Kinsey from our class, it is only fitting and proper that we, on behalf of the graduating class of 1962, bestow the following appreciation and tribute to ones who have faithfully and dedicatedly seen us through this year. We would like to ask if Mr. and Mrs. H.D. Kinsey would please come to the foreground.
Years, our lives have been pretty well wrapped up in the lives of these graduating students. And we appreciate very much the honor that they have given us tonight, and we want to express to them our best wishes as they graduate and go on to make tremendous successes for their lives here.
Thank you.
reading my mind, or else my wife's been telling tales about school. This is tremendous. As a matter of fact, it was Friday, and I was down at the camera shop trying to buy one just exactly like this. I mean, it was just exactly the same one. Yeah, this is, I cannot express anything but this. And in order to save time, I tell you what these are, since Melvin just told me. These are the other attachments that go with it. And so we will not open these here. Which one? Again, class, thank you very much. And it's been our pleasure to be with you.
This is perhaps one of the most interesting, and yet we feel it's perhaps one of the, I wish I could think of the words to describe our feelings at this time, as we give to our parents this tribute that is so much due to them. We would like to ask, as each parent is addressed, would they please rise from the seats where they are standing and please remain standing until their son or daughter has come to them. So, to Mr. and Mrs. George Elfke from their son John. The world would be lost without mothers. The same would be true with our dads. How thankful am I for the love sent from high shown me by my mom and dad. Many times there have been when you punished me, but I'm thankful at least that you cared. And the love you have shown upon me has grown, so that now, mom and dad, I love you.
To Mr. and Mrs. Elred Anderson, dear mother and dad, I appreciate the love and sacrifice you have made for me to be here. This is a little token to say thanks for all that you have done for me. Love, Marion.
To Mr. and Mrs. Willis Armstrong, dear mom and dad, I love you. If it were not for you, I would not have this privilege. I will always hold this memory in a special place. Thank you for every little encouragement and all the help you gave. All love, Clyde.
To Mrs. Grace Bigelow, with grateful thankfulness to the most kind and understanding mother, Myra.
To Mr. and Mrs. Daniel Brown, dear mom and dad, I would like to thank you very much for all you've sacrificed for me to attend this Christian Academy. Love, Dan.
To Mrs. Marjorie Brown, dear mom, if it would fill the skies with words, they could not adequately express my love and appreciation for all you have done for me. Thank you so much for your sacrifice. With all my heart, your son, Mike.
To Elder and Mrs. Keith Burke, dear mom and dad, I love you dearly and I'm very thankful to you for the Christian education and for everything else that you have given to me along with it in order to make my graduation possible. My love and prayers, Gail.
To Mr. and Mrs. C.B. Clark, to my grandparents, this is a small token of my appreciation for all your love, counsel, and help you have given me. Lovingly, your son, Rich.
Ha ha. To Mr. and Mrs. Cohen Coombs. To my wonderful parents who have made it possible for me to attend this school, I present these flowers as a small token of my sincere appreciation. With love, Ronnie.
To Dean Inman. I know a certain person who's as thoughtful as can be, who's always nice to everyone and very nice to me. And so this special greeting is one I'm glad to send to tell you thanks for everything. You're the nicest kind of friend. Roxy.
To Dr. and Mrs. J. Mark Cox. To my mother and father, who have given me countless gifts of love. Your loving son, Mark.
To Mrs. Marion Robinson. Dear Aunt Marion, in appreciation of your many kindnesses and great interest, thank you, Betsy.
To Mr. Donald Dahlmeyer. To my mother and father, in appreciation of the love, encouragement, and effort you have given me towards my completion of school, I give these flowers with all my love. Your daughter, Betsy.
To Mr. and Mrs. Herbert Douglas. Nothing could ever measure as deep or as high as the sincere, unfaltering love that you both have shown to me and expressed in prayer so many times, especially when I needed it most. It's then to you, Mom and Dad, that I have the privilege to honor tonight. Your appreciative son, Melvin.
To Mr. and Mrs. Elwin Drake. Dear Mom and Dad, this is in appreciation for all the wonderful things you have done for me and for making it possible for me to attend a Christian school. Love, Wayne.
To Mr. and Mrs. Enoch Duarte. Dear Mom and Dad, this is just a small token of my appreciation for all the things you have done for me. Love, Ruthie.
To Mrs. Gladys Quitmire. Thank you for your kindness this year. I really appreciate it very much. Love, Sandra Dubolo.
To Mr. and Mrs. Richard Folger. Dear Mother and Dad, in appreciation for the love, patience, and encouragement you have given me, especially during my high school years, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Your daughter, Nola.
To Mr. and Mrs. C.H. French, to Mom and Dad with grateful hearts and thanks for the education you have given me over the years. Your daughter, Jolene.
To Mr. and Mrs. Marvin Graves. Dear Mom and Dad, I thank you for all the love and help you have given me through the years, and especially a Christian education, which is helping me to strive to be as wonderful as the fine example you are. Love always, Linda.
To Mr. and Mrs. Charles Hall. With love, devotion, and gratitude to my parents who have sacrificed so much for me. Love, Edith.
To Mr. and Mrs. Harvey Hodder. Dear Mom and Dad, I want to thank you for being the wonderful parents you have always been. I hope I will always live up to the principles you have so faithfully set before me. Your son, Delbert.
To Mr. and Mrs. Matthew Hutchins. To Mom and Dad, who have helped me through school and have stood by me in times of discouragement. Your loving son, Phil.
To Mr. and Mrs. Malcolm Hutchinson, without your dedication and consecration to my education, I would not be here. I am grateful. Love, Everett.
To Mrs. Betty Ide, for my mother, in deep appreciation for the love, guidance, and encouragement she has given me. Love, Mary Lou.
To Elder and Mrs. Reese Jenkins. Dear Mom and Dad, thank you for being so kind, patient, and understanding. I think you are the most wonderful parents in the world. Lovingly, your daughter, Caroline.
To Mrs. Elwood Jepson, with much love to our wonderful mother who has given so much to me. Love, David.
To Mr. and Mrs. Hallis Kennedy, dear mother and dad, saying thank you seems like such a small way to express my gratitude for all the things you have done for me in the past years. I want to know they really have been appreciated, even though I have many times failed to show it. Thanks especially for this past year of Christian education. Bonnie.
To Mr. and Mrs. Theodore Kilby, my dear Mama and Daddy, tonight I would like to express my deepest appreciation and love to you for being just the wonderful parents. Lovingly, your daughter Linda.
To Mrs. Louise Kilgore, my beloved mother, it is with much gratitude and love that I express my sincerest appreciation to you for many long and labored years in my stead. My greatest thanks is for my Christian education, Hetty LaJoe.
To Mr. and Mrs. Richard Kinley, dear Mom and Dad, these flowers are just a small token of appreciation for the many things you have done for me during my years at school. Lovingly, your daughter Barbara.
To Mr. and Mrs. Frank Knutson, to the best parents in the world, I want to thank you most sincerely for all you have done for me in my lifetime. I especially want to thank you for giving me a Christian education. Your loving daughter, Judy.
To Mr. and Mrs. John Kuchma, to those who have given to me all that a girl could ever need or want, with love, Judy.
To Mr. and Mrs. Leon LeClaire, dear Mom and Dad, thank you for all you have done for me and for making it possible for me to attend a Christian school. Love, Brenda.
To Mr. and Mrs. Philip Lawrence, I give you these flowers as a token of my appreciation for all you have done, making it possible for me to attend and graduate from South Lancaster Academy. Thank you, Mother and Dad. With all my love, Sally.
To Mr. and Mrs. John Lawson, in appreciation for the many things you have done for me throughout my life, your son, Jack.
To Mr. and Mrs. A.F. Lehman, thank you, Mother and Daddy, for giving me a Christian education. You could never have given me a better gift. With love, Linda.
To Dr. and Mrs. Chin, in deep appreciation for their interest and guidance in the absence of my parents, Mary Lee.
To Mr. and Mrs. Carol Lombard, with love to Mom and Dad, through your unmeasurable love and understanding, I want to thank you for making this graduation possible for me. Your loving daughter, Linda.
To Dr. and Mrs. H.C. Lyons, to Mommy and Daddy, who have put the world in my hands and given me love unlimited. Love unlimited I give to you, Jeannie.
To Mr. and Mrs. Edward McIntyre, dear Mom and Dad, to show my appreciation for the wonderful year I have had at SLA, I present this small token of my love, Virginia.
To Mr. and Mrs. Clyde McGuire, dear Mom and Dad, thanks for giving me a Christian education which has helped me to be more like the wonderful people that you are. All my love, Lelia.
To Mr. and Mrs. Benjamin Mercado, I want to take this opportunity to thank you for all you have done for me and for giving me a Christian education and sending me to this fine school. Your loving son, David.
To Mr. and Mrs. Douglas Mokel, dear Mom and Dad, thank you so much for the love and understanding you have given me through the years. You're the best parents our girls could ever have. My love always, Marcia.
To Mr. and Mrs. Edwin Lure, to Mom and Dad, in appreciation of the love and guidance you have given me when I needed it most, no girl could ask for better parents. All my love, Marilyn.
To Mrs. Mary Moulthrop, dear mother, for being the wonderful Christian mother that you are, I love you. Love, Phyllis.
To Dr. and Mrs. Robson Newbold, my loving parents, whose help and sacrifice have enabled me to graduate from this Christian school. Robson.
To Mr. and Mrs. George Nygaard, my wonderful parents, with deepest appreciation for so much patience, sacrifice, and for Christian training and education, thanks most of all for just being there when I needed you. Lovingly, Edward.
To Mr. and Mrs. John O'Handley, I wish to express my love and appreciation to you, Mom and Dad, for being so helpful in all my ways, and especially for sending me to this Christian school. Love, Christine.
To Miss Rita Washburn, dear Rita, I wish to thank you for your continuous help and undying confidence in me. I have appreciated your sincere understanding and guidance. You have been the most wonderful sister in the world. I love you. Love, May.
To Mr. and Mrs. Carl Otis, dear Mom and Dad, as I think back over the years, I am truly grateful for the many times you have been patient with me and have guided me in right path. Your son, Bruce.
To Mr. and Mrs. Lawrence Packard, with love and admiration to my wonderful parents who sacrificed to make my graduation one from a Christian institution, Eric.
To Mr. and Mrs. Arthur Page, I want to give my thanks for sending me to a Christian academy, Gail.
To Mr. and Mrs. Perez, dearest Mom and Dad, for your untiring effort and sacrifice sending me here to this school so that I could earn a Christian education. Love, your son, Robert.
To Mr. and Mrs. Henry Perry, to my loving and kind mother and father who have sacrificed so much for me to get a Christian education, your loving son, Henry.
To Mr. and Mrs. A.B. Pratt, to my two dear parents, in loving appreciation for all you have done in making my Christian education and training possible, Janet.
To Mr. and Mrs. Robert Reynolds, dear Mom and Dad, this is to show you in a small way how much I have appreciated all the love and guidance you have given me. With love, Carol.
To Mr. and Mrs. Benita Rivera, dear Mommy and Daddy, I feel I'm the luckiest girl in the world for having such wonderful parents. My love for you exceeds words. Lovingly, Elizabeth.
To Mr. and Mrs. Andrew Roberts, dear Mom and Dad, there are no words tonight to express the thankfulness and love I have in my heart for you. Thank you for everything. I love you dearly. Lovingly, Chrissy.
To Mr. and Mrs. Sanchez, to the greatest Mom and Dad, with love and gratitude for all you have done, your daughter, Sonia.
To my husband, Mr. Smith, and his parents, I want to express appreciation to my husband for being so patient with me while I have finished my academy work, Johnny.
Mr. and Mrs. Fred Sturdivant, Dear Mom and Dad, this is just a small token of my appreciation for the many things you have done for me. Love, Bruce.
To Mr. Gordon Thornton, I want to express my appreciation to the two people who have been like parents to me and encourage me to press onward to my goal, Bonnie Thornton.
To Mr. and Mrs. John Tolan, dear Mom and Dad, this is just a small token of appreciation for being the wonderful parents that you are. With love, Janet.
To Mr. and Mrs. Twing, dear folks, thank you so much for letting me go to this school. Love, Ellen.
To Mr. and Mrs. Alfred Waterman, we want to take this opportunity to express our deepest appreciation for all that you have done for us to make this event possible. Lovingly, Priscilla and Charles.
To Mr. and Mrs. Herbert J. Wells, dear Mom and Dad, I would like to express my appreciation for all that you have done so that I am able to have a Christian education. Your son, John.
To Mr. and Mrs. Donald E. Williams, dearest Mommy and Daddy, this is just a small token of appreciation for the love and understanding you have given to me in the past years. Lovingly, your daughter, Conchita.
To Mr. Merle Wilson, to my father and my late mother for their love and devotion and their unfailing efforts in behalf of my Christian education. Lovingly, your daughter, Carol.
To Mr. and Mrs. Lewis A. Wilson, Mom and Dad, I just want to say thank you for being the most wonderful parents a girl could ever have, and I thank God upon my every remembrance of you, Christine.
To Mr. and Mrs. David Young, dear Mommy and Daddy, to thank you both for the help and understanding, not to mention the love that you have given me throughout my life. Lovingly, Amy.
To Mr. and Mrs. Francis Clausen, dear Mom and Dad, it is with my deepest appreciation that I thank you for all the love and sacrifices that you have made for me this year in order that I might have 1 year of a Christian education. Lovingly, your daughter, Chrissy.
To Mr. and Mrs. Walter Beiler, dear Mama and Papa, these flowers say in such a small way, thank you for all you have done for me. Your loving daughter, Lois.
To Mr. and Mrs. J. Harmon Timerson, dear Mom and Dad, you've never known just how much your personal sacrifice has meant to me. I want now to thank you for the love and visions you have shown me in my life, both at home and in sending me here to school. With my love, your son, Bill.
Thank you.